Loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's bounce back season for the NFL's TV ratings. Let's look at what's driving the increase with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. Is it simply a matter of the return of crowds to football stadia? Because I will tell you that as a viewer last year, watching the games with either fake crowd noise or no crowd noise at all was disconcerting to the point where I turned it off.
Yeah, I think that is definitely a factor. Fans add an energy and an intensity to the experience that just really can't be replaced. That soundtrack running underneath the game, underneath the announce, and underneath the stadium call is just an element that is got to be part of the additive things that add up to this ratings boost. I think the fact that there was no national election had something to do with it. Lots of teams were in playoff contention with lots of nationally popular quarterbacks in the game right now of both the older and the newer generation. And I think, too, that some of the negative stories that plagued the league in the past have faded away a bit. Memories are short. People want something to entertain them. And the folks who were sort of, you know, on strike, if you will, against watching football might have crawled back a little bit.
Nielsen also tracks viewers watching programming at bars, hotels, and other people's homes. And that provided a bit of a tailwind to the NFL viewing numbers this year.
It sure did, and boy, the numbers are spectacular. Overall viewership up 10%. That's about 17 million viewers per game, if you can believe that, on both TV and digital platforms. That's the highest average since 2015. And that means that the NFL, the games, accounted for 48 of the top 50 shows last year. And if you just look at this past weekend, 19 million viewers for Chiefs-Broncos, 20 million viewers for Cowboys-Eagles. A lot of that, you know, they wrapped into Monday Night Football numbers, which, you know, you can question a little bit, but still, just the raw numbers are impressive.
Is it safe to say that the NFL is single-handedly keeping broadcast TV in business?
I wouldn't go that far, although I think reasonable people can disagree on that and make that statement. You look at the value they assigned to it, $100 billion contract just signed with the TV vendors over the next 10 years. That is just unreal. And that large event, we've talked about it in the past, that big event, live experience is really the stronghold of broadcast television right now. And with numbers like that, you know, it's compelling. I think there still is a role for broadcast television and over-the-air broadcasters, and I'm actually pretty bullish on that going forward with the advent of some new forms of television and some new digital tools coming out. But yes, I think your point is well taken. That big event, live broadcast, is really where the money is right now.
The streaming services are hovering around the NFL. Amazon already has a partnership for Thursday night games. Is it possible for the streamers to replicate the success broadcasters have had with the NFL?
Maybe in an aggregate someday over time. Certainly not yet. But, you know, it's all you need for that kind of stuff is a crystal ball. I think aggregated over time, that is a possibility, especially when you've got sports books becoming legalized in all 50 states more than likely over time. So that is going to change. Will it be one for one? Will it match? Will it someday surpass broadcast television? I don't know. That's a little over my pay grade, quite frankly, but it'll be interesting to see. You know, again, I think that's a legitimate question.
Thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Up next, key advice.